Listen, everyone makes messes. It's just a part of life. And the bigger you live, the bigger the mess, if you know what I mean. That's why you need Fabuloso. With twice the active cleaning ingredients, it just completely takes the drama out of any mess. It smells great while you clean. The only way to describe it is the scent of passion. And once you're done cleaning, it lasts so long. You know, if you make a mess, you can get your home dramatically clean with Fabuloso. No worries.
Welcome to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League podcast, a show hosted by LeZero, the man of a thousand rants, and Wabbit, the fan favorite. This show details the latest news in the Rocket League scene, esports results, and tips and tricks on how to get better at the game, while sometimes they'll just take a random topic and see where it takes them. Thank you all for listening, and enjoy.
Hello and welcome back to the Rocket League. ASAP Rocket League. It's been too long. ASAP Rocket League. ASAP Weekly
Rocket League podcast.
Wow, I can't even say the name anymore. I'm Russell Zero, and I'm joined, as always, by Wabs. How's it going?
Hello, how are you doing?
Oh, we're out of practice.
We're out of practice. There's so much going on. It's Sunday night. We're both tired.
So much to get through. We need to get through all of this before we like our energy dips. Mm-hmm. Lots to talk about. Lots of things happening in the Rocket League scene, and that's why we waited so long, right, Wabs?
Yeah.
We did say that on the ASAP show.
Yes. We were fully prepped, what was it, last week? Seven days ago?
Yeah, for sure.
So that would have been roughly the first, which is almost on time.
And we would have missed a lot of things.
We would have missed actually so many things. And they were actively coming out. All of the things that we're probably going to be talking about, I think we have notes on them, that were going to be talking about over the next like 45 minutes to an hour. And
so there you go.
We were like, there's too much going on. Let's just talk to each other for an hour. And that's the ASAP, ASAP AF show, which is
that show. Yeah. On the Patreon that happens monthly, with as much, if not more regularity than this show, apparently. Mm-hmm. no, it's, I'm kidding. They're both about the same regularity.
I'm just saying that we waited on purpose and we did great.
I think it actually worked out. We had way more things to talk about this episode, so it's very good in that case. I would also say, if you do get a chance to listen to that episode, we do reveal some podcast downloads, listener statistics.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
I always forget about those.
For the Pokemon show, but they will surprise you. Considering we've released one episode in the last 2 years in that show, and we did the how much downloads we got in the last 30 days. So I was impressed.
I'm also impressed. If you want to go and listen to that show, how do we do that?
How do we do that? I really need to get our website in order. It's like time. It's like beyond due for me to just update the website. So ASAP, just search up Pokemon podcast or Zelda podcast or anime ASAP Weekly. Sorry, ASAP Weekly. And then, okay, you got a couple options. You got Age of Empires, you got Pokemon, you got Zelda, and you got anime. There you go.
And this show, Rocket League.
And this show. But you are listening to this show, so it'd be very hard for you to like look this up again. Or I'd be very surprised if you're listening to the show and you don't know how to find this show.
Maybe they accidentally got here and they're like, you know what? I do like this show. How do I get here?
Oh, perfect. Okay. So they want to send it to their friend. Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. ASAP Weekly. There you go. That is the keyword. What I will say is if you do miss us in the Rocket League sphere, I just mentioned four other podcasts with some of them almost up to 100 episodes to listen to. So there you go. And speaking of things that are related to our podcast, the driving force, you know, the thing that keeps us from being an org that's dropped out.
Yep.
Just a little bit of foreshadowing for you, is our patrons who continue to support us and help keep the show running in its format. So our patrons, who I'd like to thank very, very much, is Zodiac 22. Space Chaos Maker, Space Bear, Frank Awesomeness, Digital Toast, and Young Slug.
Nice. I'll be honest, I thought this was going to be the time, potentially the first time, that you were going to say Aruk's name just normal.
As I was saying it, I thought exactly that, because that would be the comedic thing to do. But
the moment you did Zodiac 22's name, I was like, oh, he's prepping this. Going deep.
But my brain only caught up to it. I liked so much how it did Digital Toast. I'm like, nah, I'll just keep going.
Okay.
But yeah, you're right. Maybe I'm now starting the new trend. If I remember in 2 weeks for the November episode, this is the October episode, but the November episode, then I will maybe go crazy on the other names and say Aruk's name for the first time.
But
properly,
also,
actually.
Now that you've...
For the first time properly. Ready?
But now that you've previewed it.
But we've never said Aruk's name properly. Do you know the actual name? Do you know the actual proper pronunciation of Aruk?
I think it has to do with multiple people's stones. A communal stone, doesn't it?
Find out next time. So with that in mind, let's get into things that we're going to find out right now, and that is that WAB said there was actually something that happened this week in Rocket League for thyself, and that was...
I think, I'm not exactly sure, someone can fact check me on my own history here, but I think I might have gotten close to reaching a new personal best in both. Threes and twos. I was 15-50 in threes.
That's crazy.
I was two games away from GC2.
If there's any one person to thank for a podcast continuing so long, it's you. And it's the fact that you are still there. You're still here grinding, you know?
I'm still up here.
Everybody's closing their eyes. They're like, we don't know, you know, we don't know where LaFlash was at. WAB's still grinding.
Yep. The moment you were like, wow, I'm almost at your thing. I think that happened somewhat recently. And then I was like, you know what? No, we got to stop that. We got to trample out the hopes and dreams. LaFlasho's not ready. It's not time. You have to really put in the effort.
Mm-hmm.
You have to deserve it. And this is for you specifically. Not the viewer, LaZero. You need to put it in.
Wait, why am I being attacked? Why are there strays being fired in my direction right
because
now? What
this
is happening?
Has been the moment that LaFlasho comes back is the moment this podcast ends. That's what we've been driving to this entire time. We spent 4 years on this.
So my hold on. So my lethargic approach to Rock League in the last 3 years, from what you're telling me.
Mm-hmm.
Is actually the driving force for the upkeep and the continuation of the podcast itself?
The current overarching arc, yes.
So
the true arc of the podcast.
Hold on. So, okay. Mm-hmm. So for the first time in a podcast, right? Mm-hmm. A podcast which generally, especially early on, was labeled as like an improvement thing, like listen to us, maybe we'll learn some things about the game, we'll get better, all those things, right?
Yeah.
You're telling me. If I'm not mistaken,
mm-hmm.
I'm laying this on way too thick. That if I were to start practicing again and hit GC,
no, you have to surpass me.
And hit GC, well, I have to surpass you at any given point, though. I don't have to surpass your highest possible end. I just have to be better than you at some point, right?
I don't. That's up to. The evolution of LaFlasho. I actually can't make that decision.
Okay, I will. I will try to, like, with my new playing a lot of D&D and stuff. Mm-hmm. I will try to embody the character of LaFlasho, and I'll make that decision in character.
No.
Upon its reaching, I can't make that decision now. I have to feel. I have to feel what my characters went through. Mm-hmm. What I feel is the reason, perhaps, that you kind of lose some rank. You know, I have to kind of make sure that all the context is there for a fulfilling ending to that journey.
Exactly.
But what you're telling me, so let's just, okay. But continuing on with my idea here is if I, cause I think like a prerequisite to anything that has to do with the end of Rocket League with me would be to hit GC.
Yes.
And win 10 games.
Get your rewards.
Get my rewards, which I did hit GC before, and I think I won 5 games, and then I dropped back down.
Yep. That was the closest that we've ever been to LaFlasho, I would say.
Yeah, and it's been, what, 2 years?
I think so. Maybe, yeah, about that.
And now I have a girlfriend. Like, what are we... The odds are against us, but maybe that makes for a better story.
Yeah. When you're kicked down, when you're in the dirt, that's when...
When you have other things that you're pursuing in life.
Yes. When your passion is gone. When your drive is burnt out. That's when the flash will come out. And
now,
say,
be careful what you wish for, Webs. For two reasons.
Uh-huh.
Reason one, okay, is the strongest possible instinct. Sorry, I really love that this is the tangent we're going on when this we have great. Like a million esports things to go on, but you know us. So the first of all is the strongest will in humanity is the you can't tell me what to do will.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I feel like you're offering up a challenge that's really much using that idea.
I'm not
like, you're never going
to
get there. You're saying you're not, LaFlasho's never going to get there. That's what you're not saying it, but that's what I'm hearing here.
So I'm not offering this challenge.
Okay.
This challenge has been offered for the last like 4 years, maybe more. I don't know the first instance of LaFlasho, but I think when you swapped your name, that was it. You knew at that moment that you became LaZero. After shedding Flash, the moniker of Flash, you knew that you were going to have to, like, that LaFlasho was the final form.
Okay.
This offer isn't from me. I'm doing nothing here. I am just the barrier.
You are, yes, you are the gatekeeper. The second thing, and I want you to be very careful, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because we are setting conditions that might never be met.
We sure
but
are.
But should they be met? Do you remember what happened when after 8 years of playing StarCraft 2? That's right. That's uh-huh. right. I'm yep. bringing it in.
Yep.
What happened when I finally hit Diamond?
When was this? Oh, that's when you stopped, isn't it?
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Because I like an ending. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't like these like the journey continues. Okay. I like shows. I like stories. I like stories that get to there. We're stacking the odds up high. Okay. We're stacking them so high, the probability of me getting there is very close to nil.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd have to play more than I played when I was serious.
Yeah.
Like, I want you to know this is what we're talking about.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, we're talking, it's 9 p.m. every day, and I play an hour.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking Dribble Challenge 2. We're talking Rings Challenge again. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're talking twos, threes, and don't you dare say it, ones again.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking everyday consistency for at least 6 months. You think I could get there in 3?
No, I don't think 6 months is enough.
We're talking day-to-day consistency for a year.
Yeah, minimum.
Minimum.
If I stop playing.
No, but I'm not even I'm talking about the step one.
Oh, okay, just hit GC. Okay.
Hit GC and win 10 games.
Okay. Yeah.
To even, but here's the problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because LaFlasho might have to try to reach you, and LaFlasho's journey may continue, as the Pokemon TV show always said about the journey continuing.
Mm-hmm.
But the man, R-O-B-E-R-T,
uh-huh.
When the goal is reached, the satisfaction is gained, and it's done.
So you're saying that the will is strong, but the flesh is weak? Is this what I'm hearing?
I'm saying if I get GC and I win 10 games, we do a final episode. and it might be the final episode.
So it'll be the final episode, and whether or not it's the final episode is kind of up to...
That is up to the character. That's when we have the character decision moment.
That, so when you hit GC, when you get your awards,
yes,
that's when LaFlasho either decides to come out or not. is the real thing because it's not that is the true evolution into LaFlasho, because that doesn't happen until you surpass me. It's whether or not
the original, the first, the non-Bankai version of me.
No domain expansions here,
no domain the non-domain the no power, no secret power version of me wants to reach that next level, you know.
Wants to
go into a time, you know, whatever. What is it?
Hyperbolic time chamber.
Yeah, you got it.
Yep.
Aforementioned series that quickly disappeared. Yeah. We'll never know. I'm gonna play some Rocket League tonight. I'm gonna die.
Yeah, I hope so.
Are you playing Rocket League tonight?
I'm probably playing Rocket League tonight.
We'll probably play an hour of Rocket League tonight.
I'm only like,
does it have to be in threes or twos? Now, this is another question that's very important.
¿Por qué no los dos?
Porque et... yo es muy.
I don't speak Spanish. I literally know a single phrase, and it's ¿Por qué no los dos?
And just like where you are on the Rocket League arena. The minimum, like you have the least amount of possible usage of words, but with the strongest possible impact. Although I do think if I reach with either of those, I think that for me would be a fulfilling conclusion too.
If you get your rewards, you get your rewards. It doesn't matter how you get them unless it's in an epic mode.
Well, no, okay, I'm not gonna listen. I'm not gonna like some people. Okay. Go play some drop shot or rumble or something. Okay.
Oh, I'm currently a GC in drop shot, actually. I didn't know.
I'm not denying that. I'm just, listen, this challenge is specific to the tried and true version of the game, which is twos or threes. Yeah. Okay, we've gone on this bit long enough. I'm in Diamond 3 for our Rican Rock League. And so this journey can be years apart. I feel, the long con is Wabs given up before... Like me playing long enough and waiting long enough to Wab stops playing Rocket League.
So, sure. But you would still have to be better than me at some point. And I think if I stop playing Rocket League, you have to play for a long time for you to get better than me, even after like however long it takes.
So we'd have to benchmark like when you stop playing what your current...
No. Even if we were to do like a 1v1.
That would be a great 1v1. Like if we're in like 5 years, we're to finish the podcast and it's us just doing an hour 1v1.
That would be awful.
Okay, maybe not an hour, but like maybe a best of seven 1v1.
Okay. I have literally like half a game of ones in me at any given point.
Okay, well don't have this be a competition and then you're not ready to step up on my arena, okay? My diamond, you know, I might be a diamond 3 in threes, okay? Mm-hmm. But I'm a diamond 1 in ones. So
damn. That's big. I think I'm
where are you at? I don't know. I haven't ranked in a while.
I'm not ranked
champ one. I did hit champ one and ones, I think, at some point. Damn. I might be lying through my teeth, though. I don't know. Someone fact check me on that. Okay. Speaking of fact checking, let's get to the facts of this episode. The things that's important. The things that
we're actually here for.
No, I think everyone was here for this first part. But apparently Drac has been dropped from Gen G.
Mm-hmm. I love that you said has been. As if it was recent. When it really hasn't been. This happened in... Was that September?
Wabs, you were way too clever for me. Sorry. My brain is not functioning at that level. It took me that full 10 seconds. Was me realizing the wordplay you did. And it's not even wordplay, but it's just slightly clever. In September. But since our listeners I'm assuming, like, this is the way we present our podcast, mm-hmm. have not kept up with the news, have not been in our esports discussion.
Yeah, nobody's looking at the esports discussion chat.
Well, okay, the people listening to the esports discussion chat have already seen it, but the other, so if that's like 10 people, right? Mm-hmm. The other 1,000. Wait, what's the I don't know what the percentage breakdown would be, okay? My math isn't mathing today. But let's just say that is like 1% of the people listening. The other rest, 99%, have no idea what's happening. So
great.
Why has apparently Jack been dropped on Genji?
Do we actually know?
We just know that Genji is not fielding a roster. Was that confirmed or no?
No, I think Genji is fielding a roster.
I haven't said anything yet about it. Yeah. Okay, so the difference is...
I don't have one.
I just feel like... Okay, sorry. This is kind of like going ahead of the game, but I just feel like all these contracts... Like, I think teams are just signing one-year contracts now, or like... Because it just no longer makes sense in this space to sign a two-year contract, especially if it's a lot of money.
Yeah, I could see that. We don't actually know. We never see the things, but...
No, I am right. Yep. I know nothing, but I am right.
You're a podcaster. You make a statement and that is true. That is fact.
No, I'm kidding.
But yeah, you are probably right that they just signed for the season. And then once the season's done, they're like, hey.
We can talk about apparently Jack, right? But Genji was a strong roster throughout the whole year. Mm-hmm. Apparently Jack has kind of been around. Claim to fame, was it when he was playing against Okalid in one tournaments?
Yes. I don't know specifically Okalid, but I know that he got his thing in one.
No, there's like one tournament where I was like, oh, apparently Jack is like Okalid, but actually does fun stuff. That was my takeaway from that one tournament. But
one of the salt mines.
Yeah, it was probably
way back when.
Yeah, I just like, to me, that's the player that's kind of stuck out. Like, that's where I kind of heard of him. And I'm sure if he wants to keep playing, there'll be a team that picks it up in no time. So
there's no question about Aftrack getting picked up. Like, if he wants to, he will. Especially because his I'm fairly sure, let me just double check this, that he's looking for both. Yeah, he's open to both EU and NA options. So he's literally just looking for the best. Like, he doesn't really care. He probably honestly has something lined up already and it just hasn't been leaked. That would be my guess, because it has been a little bit of time. But maybe they're looking for an org. I don't know if that even is real, but I would be surprised if he hasn't found a team among all of the people that are looking.
Yeah, of all the news, this, like, to me is the least kind of worrying.
Yeah.
It's like, if apparently Jack wants to play, apparently Jack will play.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think we'll leave it there. Mm-hmm. Monkey Boon in Vitality was Zen and Exotic. Mm-hmm. And what was it? The coach was...
Cassio.
Yeah, that just seems like a ridiculous roster.
Yeah.
Monkey Boon has now created this formula of having a new team... of slightly better play, like Monkey Boon is the franchise now. I mean, Monkey Boon's been BDS, but now that Monkey Boon's moving on from BDS, like, BDS is no longer BDS, unless BDS is even more meta and pulls a BDS and gets a roster. They're like, we've been doing this like rotation with Monkey Boon, and now we're gonna do it again with three unknown players that are gonna be like
goated
mid top eight whatever until the final tournament where they've spent 9 months getting ready, and now they're gonna be birthed as champions. Sorry, the analogy was there as soon as I said 9 months. I'm sorry.
I think they are currently teamless. Like, I don't think BDS actually even has anybody right now, so that is possible. They could just be picking up some random, you know, top eight team and being like, or top eight players and being like, yo, let's see how they do. These ones are good.
For you, like, what sticks out, kind of like Monkey Boon, Zen, Exotic, like any playstyle things that stick out? Like, this feels like a very, like, incredibly strong roster, but I don't, like, what's the synergy? Who would be kind of the more What forward player? Like, how would you kind of rate? What's the strategy here? If you were the coach, Wabs.
So this team very much to me feels like, everybody knows that Monkey Moon is going to win Worlds. But the problem with Monkey Moon is that he doesn't do well in the early, like the beginning of a season. And then on the other hand, everybody knows that Zen is going to win the beginning of the season, but he doesn't do well in Worlds. So either
yin and yang here. Jeez, some. We're balancing the equation of the world's evil and good here.
Yes, that is the first thing that I saw when I saw this was the new team.
Do their playstyles all reflect this?
That is a
Black Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for $100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get $100 off a cocktail maker when you spend $400 through Cyber Monday. Visit bartesian.com/cocktail. That's bartesian.com/cocktail.
Very interesting question. I expect Exotic is going to take a lot of flack in this team, in the same way that Redosin took a lot of flack in the old Vitality, for very similar reasons. He's probably going to be playing very front, like very one man, and then rotating back and dealing with it.
Mm-hmm.
But Monkey Moon's a step up player, I would say, more than
Monkey Moon's an on LAN. He's a performance player, right?
Yeah. So I'm not exactly sure what his like basic play style tends to fall into. I've never actually figured
it out. It tends to be I'm a very consistent player, and then I pop off every turn, major tournament on LAN.
Yeah, and I don't actually know where he positions. And then Zen is just going to do Zen things. He's going to have control of the ball for 15 seconds, and nobody can do anything. And it'll probably be in the opponent's net.
And that's what Monkey Moon needs. Okay, sometimes like I laugh, but that's kind of what Monkey Moon thrives on.
That's also what Exotic thrives on, which is interesting. I don't actually know how this is going to play out.
Well, maybe that's the theory. The theory is Exotic and Monkey Moon are just the most consistent players on the planet. And then Zen can do some things.
Right? Like, I could see it. This is the team to look at. From everything that we've seen so far, and we will see in the future. I think I haven't looked too deeply, but the moment I saw this, I was like, I don't care what other changes happen. This is the team to look at. They're probably not going to exist for the first 2 months or the first two things.
They're not going to exist for the first 2 months. They just won't exist. But no, it's true. But I think it's funny because I think some of these players that have won these more major tournaments have kind of figured that out, right? Like it's mm-hmm. like it's about peaking at the right time, and so it doesn't matter if your team's the best team in the first 2 months. It's like, can you get better, higher ceiling players functioning together by 8 months, 10 mm-hmm. months, 6 months, whatever, however long the season is?
Yeah, this team also was made very early and confirmed very early, so I do wonder if they did that on purpose just to get in extra practice time and to figure each other out.
Because
I do wonder about that. Like, I think they were the first new team that was actually confirmed. Am I wrong about mm-hmm. that? I think they were
the first new team that was confirmed. I think so. But I mean, I think they, like, this just feels like a match made, you know? Like,
yeah,
this feels ridiculous. I mean, we're gonna talk about another ridiculous team, but this feels like the most ridiculous team.
Yeah, I don't know how you go bigger than this.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's good for that. So that's cool. Exciting things with Mike Moon. Yet to see what happens with BDS. Mm-hmm. Moving on, we got First Killer, Chronic, and LJ together, no longer on their former teams.
Mm-hmm. Currently rumored as of right now to be going to NRG, I think.
Mm.
Which might be one of the first times in, what is it, that 6 years that NRG exists?
It's been 6 years since NRG. What?
It's been a while since NRG. Well, not like actually, but since NRG's been like a top team that you can actually cheer for instead of just hoping.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't know that was cut. You're cutting this deep, Waps. Yep. Okay.
It's been a while. And I like that. NRG is one of the bigger orgs. They deserve to be up there. They're a team that I like. They should be a good team. But I haven't been given reason to cheer for them in a very long time. Since like what, Turbo? I think. Am I wrong? I think it's actually since Turbo.
Yeah, I guess not. I guess that's really how long it's been. But let's talk about actually like the team synergy here. Chronic, First Killer, LJ. I don't know if this is necessarily the same thing as that other super team. But what is this looking at? What do we feel about actually kind of first thing about First Killer? Because First Killers kind of went through a transition the last couple of years, right?
Yeah.
Being upstart superstar to like good above average, but you know, can carry some games, but it's not the same hype that it was, I would say, even like a year ago.
Not at all. Yeah. And okay, Chronic is incredible. Like Chronic's one of the better. He's just such a good player. He's one of the better players in the world, to be honest. LJ as well. And First should be in that list. Mm-hmm. LJ is in that list, unquestionably. Chronic is sometimes in that list. but First should be there. Like, mechanically, like in every single way, to be honest. He is an incredible player, but I think it's always been his mental and his presence in comms and as a teammate that has destroyed him.
Mm.
I think that has consistently been his undoing. And he hasn't been able to, I guess, mature, to say it kind of bluntly, mm-hmm. From rumors, from what we know, we don't actually, but that's a problem. And it eats at every single team that he's been on. This is why FaZe was a great team last year, but I don't know if they really performed to where people wanted. Or was it 2 years ago? Might have been 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they should be better. First, it has always underwhelmed, and I think it's because of a mentality and maturity thing. I don't know. We've been waiting since he turns 18, I think, because he wasn't there for 16, for him to actually show up and be like, this is the best player in the world, unquestionably. We're all happy with this. And he's on the best team in the world, and it's because of him. Not just he's on the best team in the world, and he's there.
Is there not, like, I feel like there's a little bit of the Astral syndrome.
What do you mean by Astral syndrome?
Astral, is that, I think, the right player?
Maybe, yes.
Like formerly, yeah. like oh, this is the best technical player of all time, blah, 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 right? And then, yep. And then, where is Astral now?
Yeah,
you know, like it's a little bit of the oh yeah, this uncrowned king thing, all that stuff, and definitely at you know peak grinding, First Killer coming in, just like insanely good, and I think there's like a 1 year peak that's like just insane crazy, right? But then we're kind of here now and we're sitting and it's like there's not the same longevity, right?
Yep.
But I think every player goes through this, and I don't think it's like an age thing necessarily. I think specifically to me, like what sticks out is I think really what sticks out to me is a little bit of, I just don't think you can play this game at the highest level for that long. Like, I don't think any players manage to do it, right? Like, I just kind of think that's the truth of it all now. I don't know if that's fair to say, but.
Okay, you say that, and then how long has Monkey Moon been in it? 4 years? 4 years in a row?
But it's Monkey Moon, right? Like, I don't think anyone else has quite done that. And I think that's maybe what I worry about.
What about Fairy Peak? Pre-coaching era? Like there are a handful of players. I think the bigger thing is that a lot of these young players get hyped up. Like, look at Scrub. We've talked about Scrub how, like, endlessly on this podcast. But he was one of the players that was hyped up when he was younger and was one of those young prodigies that everyone was looking at. Granted, Zen was also in this position, but he, we'll see. Like, he was one of those players that Prodigy, everyone was like, we need this player. This player is exactly what we're looking for, and everybody wants it. And then they come on the screen, like, the scene kind of punching and kicking, like, they're doing well, and then it just doesn't work long term. There's been so many of them. Like, you don't really have to look too deep into the Rocket League scene defines.
So what we're essentially saying, it's a little bit of this hype train. We overblow players too early, and then that kind of dissipates. Like if they were just a player that no one knew about, and then they became really hype, like, that'd be a much better story than kind of the one that we're perpetuating every time.
Maybe, but I think it's also that they get the ego before they have the chance to check.
That's a great point. Yeah. So, and all with the young players, it's just added,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and because, like, you're giving them the ego, before they even have the chance to lose. Like, ooh. They never have the chance to lose because they're not able to play. Like, they're not on a team because they're too young. So, like, there's nothing to check them because they're just hype. And then when
that's
they get
checked, they're just hype.
Yeah.
No, I think
I actually think there are a couple in NA that are doing that, and we're potentially about to talk about them. Now that I think about it,
a lot of egos that are overblown. We're gonna talk about them in a bit. But yeah, okay. I think that's a great kind of intro. So that's a team. I think. Do you think they'll be picked up by an orc?
Yes. I can't imagine they don't. Yeah. This one is this the one that's supposed to be like first killer Chronic LJ?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not them that's energy. They are not energy. Rumor.
No.
That's my bet. That's
wow,
a
wow, we spread a rumor. Unbelievable. If somebody stopped listening to the podcast, like before the end of our discussion there, done. It's
over. I'm fact checking myself. That's a different team that's planned for. Old G2 is planned for energy, if you want to say that. Or rumored for energy. Rumored. Not planned. So we'll see if that ends up happening.
We'll leave that out. Actually, we're about to talk about G2, so
yeah, we can go there. But
yeah,
that team of first killer Chronic LJ, I don't see a team. Not yet. They'll get one. They're way too good of a team to not, but I don't know who. There are a lot of orgs.
Yeah, there are definitely a lot of orgs. That is for sure. Speaking of orgs, we have so many orgs that some are dropping out. OG, do you want to talk about it? Is there anything really to talk about? This doesn't overly surprise me. I don't know.
I'm sad about it. I get why they dropped their team. Because I was excited about them, as we all know, but they performed well. They did perform well, but not well enough to justify not having a roster change, I would say. But the fact that they're just fully gone, I don't know. That does kind of hurt for me, because I like OG as an org. I've watched them ever since my Dota days of like 2012, so maybe slightly later, but been watching them for a very long time. Remember what they had, No Tail, if you know who that is.
I like how you're the Dota historian. You know, we talked about I was listening to our ASAP episode, and we were talking about like us being historians, you know, to these things. But now you're the lore keeper.
Yeah. The lore keeper. Yeah, I've been watching OG since like old No Tail in Dota, so losing them in Rocket League does suck. Yeah. I don't know.
But this is one of those things where it's like kind of from the outs, like it's a non Rocket League orc, is that fair to say that like it was hyped for people outside kind of getting into the game. But I think Rocket League kind of has its own smaller, you know, smaller pond vibe right now. And I think a lot of us that are still into it and are liking it need to kind of accept that's where we're at, right?
Yeah. I do wonder, because they make a couple points as to why they're leaving in their letter. And it really is just like, it's not surprising, not from the fact that like Rocket League is a kind of insular community, but from the fact that they said that the reality of the ecosystem is challenging, and that is a lack of sponsorships, the digital revenue and events. So like events make it difficult to maintain a top tier team. And we actually should add that on. I will add that to our notes.
Do it. Yes, if you want to actually read the notes this time, they're actually made.
yeah, we do have
notes. Spend the extra time for it.
But there's been like issues with fan things.
Well, I looked at that. There's a little bit of
right. We can talk about that. We should talk about that.
Well, okay. I read through the statement and all that stuff, and it's like these like fan base groups like not being like given special treatment essentially. That's all I'll say. But it feels a lot of European like football, like soccer, right? Mentality of like these like hyper crazy groups that are like ultras, as they're called, right? Being like, yeah, we should get whatever we want. It's like, I don't know.
Yes. So I agree with you there. But my counterpoint that I thought of when I read that, because that's what it was, basically. It was just the large fan groups, four teams trying to get a little bit of an earlier access to where and when the lands are going to be. And then also specific spots, I guess. I'm not exactly sure how that would have worked. But the thing that gets me is that the streams and the like the tournament does use them for content.
So they're being mistreated, but they're actually like
they're a part of the show.
You can't. Yeah, I know. That's fair. I read it, and that was like what my first thought came to. But actually, when you put it that way, it's very much. Yeah. Let me just fully backtrack on my whole argument very quickly, as if I have no spine. But no, that makes sense. It's like if you're actually using them to produce content for your tournament, then you should be treating them as quote unquote like broadcasters, right? So
yeah, and like not to that degree, obviously. The broadcasters are far more of a talent than like the larger groups in the stands, but giving them like 3 days of space, of a little bit of priority on specific areas of I don't know, do something in line with that if you're going to be using them for content is the way that I see it.
No, that's fair. Yeah.
Because like
you do one or the other, you don't get to do both, you know.
Exactly, and like if you think back to the tournaments, like they're the intro to the games in every single game that has one of those teams. It's not necessarily the random fans; it's like specifically calling out those areas and then putting the highlight on them, like showing them it with the camera, which is like a couple seconds of content. It really is, but I don't know if you are actually using them. If you want to be using them, then why not just give them nothing? Like it's nothing. That's my thoughts.
I was less worried about that. I don't know. A little bit of the thing is like, oh, like, you want the Rocket League scene to exist for the future, like, you should be giving like hands and knees bowing to the wills of the, you know what I mean? Like, there's a little bit of that in it, and it's just like,
that is,
it's like, let's be very serious. And I've talked about the, like, in my mentality has switched on the, like, this, and I think I've talked about this before, where like, for better or worse, we're mostly a semi-pro esport. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's not billions and billions of dollars that are going into it.
No.
So it's very hard for me to be like, I don't know. It's very hard for me to I don't even know what I would say to this, but it's very hard for me to be very sympathetic to some of these causes for for that reason.
That's super fair.
Yeah.
Especially with, like, when they were very high and mighty about that. Their thing wasn't, it wasn't the greatest outreach thing, I'll say. But I do understand. I'm slightly sympathetic to it just because, like, I get how simple a token favor basically would be to give.
It doesn't seem like the effort required for this is that much. I'm kind of taking it to this stream, so forgive my, you know, in your brain, I've had a couple of scattered brain days, and sometimes my brain just does that, but I hope some of my points were taken from, like, a larger context. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then how about G2? What's happening with G2 here? Because G2's moving to Europe. Is that confirmed or is that rumor mill?
That's a rumor.
But we do have, like, G2 dropping its NA roster.
I think that was old rumor mill and G2 is gone, I think.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, G2's gone and there's a rumor mill that it might be Europe, right?
Yes. Yes. Hold up, let me check. Looking at dates of a tweet. I'm going to say no, because this was 3 days after that rumor existed.
Huh, interesting. So what does that mean? My brain did not process what you agreed to.
Let me give
you
the timeline. So on November 4th, there was a rumor that Nasutachi and Asuki would be going to G2. And then on November 7th, G2 says, "All good things must come to an end. For the past 8 years, this team has brought pride and hope to NA. Today, we say goodbye to Rocket League and say thank you to one of the greatest rosters NA has ever seen." Mm. Which is true. Like, they were a great roster.
Yes.
But also, G2's gone.
Yeah. Okay. So there you go. That kind of confirms what we were saying a little bit. Okay, well, I mean, as the resident G2 diehard, a little bit, do you have anything to say? Do you have any memories? Anything you'd like to share?
Since when am I the G2 diehard?
Who was the G2 diehard? Oh, was
we've
it
had
Cursor?
A lot of G2 diehards on the.
We have too many G2. Honestly, it's about time that they got a taste of their own medicine. Okay, they can no longer be the perennial second place team in the world forever.
Yes, just no matter the level,
no matter the tournament, you can be the Arsenal of who else is going to be the Arsenal of Rocket League?
Damn,
yeah, shots are being fired. That's right. That's where we're at.
No, that's good foreshadowing.
Well, it's beautiful foreshadowing, wordplay, double entendre, pun. But if you actually take it at face value, I did fire shots.
You did. It was great. Yeah, that was so well done.
Listen, sometimes I do great. Okay, then you know what? We'll get a G2 fan on, or we won't, because it's G2. Let's talk
not
about. Yeah, let's. I mean, it is kind of the end of the era, but. Mm-hmm. I feel like after Rizzo left, G2 is never the same. So
that's true.
Like the spirit of G2. I mean, the duo, like JNaps and oh my goodness, was it Chicago? Yeah. Yeah, JNaps Chicago to me felt like a strong, like, core identity. But I feel like once Rizzo left, like that trio, the forever together, the identity, that the soul of G2 has never quite been the same. So to me. World Champ Season 9. may their legacies continue. That's where I'm going to end it here for G2. Okay. AJ retired.
Yep, AJ retired. I'm surprised.
You're surprised.
I think many people are surprised. He's just not feeling it, right? There have been.
Yeah, but AJ. Okay, so but AJ's also had this a phenomenal career of being like, oh, we think AJ's out, and then joins a random team with random players that aren't proven, and then does well again, and then like five times or six times. So like, if I were to do a retrospective of AJ's career, like I think definitely like the whole what is it? Why do I want to say Penguins? What am I thinking of?
What?
No, Kansas.
KCP?
KCP. Yeah, the Pioneers. That's what I was thinking of. Sorry. The whole Pioneers thing. And then, so there's the whole Pioneers thing. And then, like, oh, even before we were, this is so great. Cause it's like, AJ is almost the story that started for us when we were talking about RLRS. Teams that were playing, and then like there are team swaps within that, and that's so fun to like see that to the end of its natural conclusion. I think that's very fun, but sorry, where am I going with this?
I don't actually know.
my point is like AJ to me has been like a very consistent part of the scene. I was there at the tournament where they won at DreamHack Montreal back in the day. And so AJ to me feels like it's a very significant moment in the whole of the scene for that reason or another. I'm just trying to kind of get my thoughts together here. You can say you're surprised, but it's been like a pretty consistent, pretty long lived career, right? Like I, as much as you can say, like surprised, not surprised. Part of me feels like you kind of have to go when it's time, right? Like you, I think people can overstay in the scene, and if the second you're not feeling it, you're kind of done as an esports player. And I think it's important to make the swap out when it's time. AJ's been grinding. Like we've only heard AJ's name for the last 4 years, but has been grinding probably for 6 or 7 years, right? So it's very like I feel like it was a good career. I don't know. No, I feel like AJ will go down as one of these overachievers. You know, put a wall in front of AJ, guns out, you know, standing on table. Yeah, I don't know. That's what I got.
Yeah, he's been incredible. I am surprised that he's actually confirming it, I guess, is where my actual personal shock comes from. Because he, like, pretty much throughout, like, half of his career, the latter half of his career, there have been rumors about retiring, like you said. And all of them were because of lack of motivation, essentially. Like he goes in and out of phases, or I guess has been spending a lot of time not being into it, but was just like, you know what,
this is very natural for this like any esport, really, right? But
he is like still good enough. Like he's one of the best, so he's going out on top.
And I also just feel like. Video games specifically lend themselves to being very hard to continue the motivation. Like I almost feel like athletes never struggle with motivation because you are limited to the amount of practice you can do and you're not staring at a screen for 12 hours a day.
Yep.
But like athletes will be like, okay, workouts, and like you can do a little bit of planning and training, but like it's a lot harder to be like unmotivated with your max amount of things you can do only get you that much. Like it's like I've done 2 hours every day at the gym and a training session,
and you still have 8 hours of your day
and you still have 8 hours of your day to live your life, right?
Yeah.
Because like literally it's like active recovery, so like you just going on a walk or having fun or even like stretching while watching TV is part of your, like, because the machine is you, right? I think esports is it's way worse there. For your mental health.
Yeah, it's far worse. But it is getting like, there. Like, we have mental coaches, like we've talked with some people about this, where you really only can do so many hours, even though you feel like you can do more. You can always do more. But you can actually only do a couple hours of effective stuff. And then, like, they also know that working out and eating healthy and going for walks and going outside and like keeping active does have like genuine positive impacts on gaming. We know this. So you're right that there technically is always more, and that's kind of the draw. Like, it's part of the addiction of the game, that you can just do it more. You can always play, like, you can do all of those things. You can eat healthy. You can get a good night's sleep. You can, you know, work out for 2 hours, go for a walk, and then, hey, look, I have 8 hours, 8 to 10 hours in my day. What am I going to spend it on? 2 hours of effective training and 10 hours of not ineffective training. Like,
and
you can just keep on going.
I just feel like video games, it's because, like, I think the thing that makes players in esports originally good is their ability to just obsessively play the game to an extent where they become way better than their peers. But it's almost inverse for longevity, right? Like, that drive, that willingness to do anything, it's like, yeah, no wonder you're gonna run out of motivation, because you just can't get up, right? And you don't find balance, because the thing that got you to the dance is not keeping you at the dance. Like, trying to do that consistently, you got it. And, you know, and there's a whole other discussion of, like, maybe that's why some careers are only a year or two, because it's like, maybe for a skiller, right? It's to our earlier discussion, was only able to do that long. And now it's like, oh, now I need to find some balance. And yeah, I'm going to still be a great player and better than most other players, but I can't be that peak player anymore, because I'd like to enjoy my life at some point, and not just, you know, I'd like to do other things and not just this, right? I don't know if that making sense there, but I hope I got my point across. Okay, last kind of point for this episode, Arsenal retiring. I have high praise for AJ and for Arsenal. Oh, are we adding one more? Okay, that's okay. I actually don't have that much bad to say to Arsenal. There's a YouTube video that will come out. A video will be made explaining everything. So we're actually going to save. We're going to save that Arsenal one.
Yeah.
Video explaining everything. I think that'll be good. That'll be a good kind of start for our next podcast, and a lot sooner. Well, we'll try to get within November another episode. So maybe that will be the focus there. And you're mentioning Chaussett, the silky smooth. Like, one of the greatest goals I've ever seen is how I think there's like two wave dashes that don't look like wave dashes and completely catch opponents off guard. Into like just a 1v3 Chaussett, like, special. You know,
I do remember that.
There's so many of those that I remember. So is Chaussett retiring? Is that what you're mentioning here?
Yep. I didn't actually see the original tweet or anything. It was probably in French. But
this
last most recent post in the esports discussion says Arsenal, AJ, Chaussett, G2, and BDS.
I don't know. Chaussett's kind of been a little bit outside the scene for a while, I feel. But yeah, maybe I'm blind. But
making it official and doing that. Like, he's always been, a long-term thing. So that's actually just a reasonable time to retire, if I'm being honest. This one.
Yeah, I sound like a broken record, but I'm just at a point that it's like, have your 2 to 5 year career, and then, like, it's time to call it, you know? Like, I think you enjoyed your youth a little bit. You went on this adventure, and this isn't something that's going to, like, if you're playing there's going to be Monkey playing Rocket League in 10 years and still winning championships, and that's it. There's no one else.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, and all these new players pop up so quickly, and like they get all their hype, and like the wheel turns, you know, the wheel of time turns ever further. So
Didn't actually talk about SSG. That was the other thing.
Oh yeah, yeah. You want to add that? Throw that in at the end here. Yeah.
With all the ones that are going down, SSG is still around. Don't worry. But they are picking up the young bloods, the youngest team that has ever played in RLCS, which was the Snowmen, Frosty, Scribbles, and Reveal. I don't know what their average age is right now, but it's probably still under 18.
And so SSG doing the wise thing and being like, let's get lock in a super, super young roster for year two and pay them less money.
Their average age is about 16.
There you go. And for a 16-year-old, it's very good money, but for probably the level they're at or going to be, it's not very good money. And
yeah, we'll see how they go. Scribbles was the one that I was referencing earlier with that very hyped up young gun prodigy. We'll see how he goes, but last season wasn't much. See how he does under an actual org and potentially with a I don't think they had a coach, so potentially with a coach.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Okay, I think that wraps up our show.
Yeah,
your homework, should you choose to accept it, is I don't know, Abs. I'm blanking here.
Get a good night's sleep.
Hey, let's go.
A healthy breakfast. Eat well. Hey. Go for a walk. A couple hours of gym. Do your 2 hours of training that is required by your contract.
And then 10 hours of
ineffective. Yeah. Then 10 hours of ineffective training.
Oh, of course.
That's your homework in one day.
We're looking at you, Arsenal. Maybe you wouldn't get injured so much. Have a good one, everyone. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for 100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get 100 off a cocktail maker when you spend $400 through Cyber Monday. Visit bartesian.com/cocktail. That's BARTESIAN.com/cocktail.